This is AV8 News.
We're on the phone here with Kristen Gerling, who is the curator for the Tillamook Air Museum.
We're actually in Tillamook, yeah. We're right outside of Tillamook, actually.
Right. And how many aircraft do you have there on static display?
We probably have 20 to 25 aircraft.
Cool.
And we're a little unique in that we actually fly all of our airplanes as well.
Nice. Do you get to fly those, Kristen?
I don't get to fly them, unfortunately. We do have several pilots on staff, though, who do fly the aircraft for us.
So you just acquire them, you don't get to fly them.
That's correct.
What fun is that?
enjoy them vicariously through our pilots, so.
How hard is it to find aircraft, or they usually come to you?
It can be difficult. There's a lot of aircraft out there that are still in need of restoration at this point. But a lot of them, they're just completely inaccessible, and they're in the jungles of New Guinea, or they're sitting at the bottom of the Pacific.
Really?
So there's a lot of old warbirds out there. They're just very, very difficult, one, to find, and then two, if you find them, trying to claim the rights to them, and then three, if you do happen to bring one of these old warbirds back, being able to fund their restoration can be very cost prohibitive as well.
You have to make the parts, pretty much, right?
Yeah, well, some of the parts are available. P-51 parts you can still acquire. Others, for instance, like our Nakajima Oscar, the parts aren't readily available, so a lot of times you end up having to fabricate the part.
How do you achieve certification for something that you fabricated, I guess is a good question.
Well, that's a good question. That's probably a question for our mechanic, Village. I guess.
Yeah.
We have a restoration shop, but it's more of a maintenance facility than anything else.
Yeah.
A lot of the restorations are performed off-site, for instance. A restoration for that was done down in Fort Worth at the Texas Airplane Factory.
Wow.
Follow-up work at Goshawk, Casa Grande, Arizona.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite planes down there that people can go check out the rest of the year?
My favorite airplanes are probably, one is the Oscar, as I mentioned. Just from the sheer fact of the rarity, the only flying Oscar in the world.
Wow.
Hence, we have a lot of interest within the Japanese warbird community about that Oscar. And, a lot of people aren't familiar with what they... the Oscar, a lot of people know the Japanese Zero. Well, the company that built the Oscar, Nakajima, they actually built about 60% of the Zero's for Mitsubishi. So Mitsubishi actually didn't even build most of them. They were a huge aircraft manufacturer for Japan during the Second World War. And interestingly enough, I don't want to make this too long, but after the war, Nakajima was reborn as a company called Fuji Heavy Industries, who now makes Subaru. So things change over the years.
Now they make what? Super glue?
They make Subaru automobiles.
Oh, Subaru. Oh, I love Subarus.
That one and our F4U Corsair.
Oh, nice.
It's a very rare Corsair. It's actually the very last model Corsair built. It's one of the F4U 7s. And it was actually built, believe it or not, for the French Navy in 1952.
Wow.
So it's a very, very rare aircraft. It's since been repainted in the French colors with the yellow invasion stripes on the wing before the French actually went into Suez Canal. So it's a very, very rare bird. And my other favorite one, these are my top three, not necessarily in any particular order, is the P-38 Lightning.
Yeah.
There's only about 5 to 6 of those that are still flying in the world. And ours is named Tangerine. We're fortunate to have that here in Tillamook. Jack Erickson, who actually owns quite a few of the aircraft here, he actually funded the restoration of that. And he actually flies quite a few of the aircraft as well. And he's going to be pushing 75 years old now.
So wow.
My guess would be he's probably the oldest P-38 pilot in the world.
And still flying, too. What's...
It's pretty neat. We had a Japanese film crew out here that was... They were taking still photos and DVD here about 6 months ago. And they were getting great footage of the Oscar and the P-38 doing mock dogfighting over the Pacific.
Gonna have to go looking for that one.
Yeah, we were actually featured in the last edition, or the present edition of Warbird Digest, actually.
Okay.
There was an article in there titled The Titans of Tillamook with some beautiful photos that these gentlemen took. The gentleman took the photos, his name was Atsushi Fred Fujimori, and he's done quite a bit of work within the warbird community, so wonderful photographer.
What'd they use for shooting that?
They actually used a T-6.
Huh.
Yeah, the museum's T-6 is what they used, actually.
And they took the canopy off?
They took the rear portion of the canopy off there
Nice.
and shot the Austin P-38, and it's incredible. So it's now these photos are going in Warbird magazines all over the world now, in Australia, yeah. New Zealand, Japan, Great Britain, I mean, everywhere. So
we have to look for that.
Yeah, so we're excited, you know, and then, you know, you wouldn't think a collection like this would be in Tillamook.
No.
People go, the cheese, Tillamook? Yeah.
So what is the story on that? How did it come to be there?
You know, we're actually in, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the museum, but we're actually in an old blimp hangar. So it's kind of neat. It's really history housing history. The Navy was, of course, here from 1942 to 1948. So just a little over 5.5 years, actually, they utilized the facility. And it was actually used to house blimps or dirigibles that were being used for anti-submarine patrol along the coast.
Right.
So these dirigibles would actually travel north all the way to the Strait of Juan de Fuca and south all the way down to Northern California looking for Japanese submarines. And then, of course, once the war was over and the U.S. government deemed that the Japanese weren't much of a threat anymore, there really wasn't much of a need for a facility such as this. It was actually decommissioned in 1948.
Yeah.
So the hangar itself, there was originally two hangars on the site here. The other one burned down back in 92. You know, Hangar B here is actually listed in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay, is that 900?
Wooden structure in the world, so.
900 feet long, or?
It's 1,072 feet long. So,
you know, I could,
about the length of an aircraft carrier.
I could actually land my Cessna in there if you want.
Sure, you could.
Yeah.
We've had several folks actually fly through the hangar. Of course, they wouldn't allow it in this day and age.
Right, right, right.
But the most famous being is Swede Rawlson. He was a pretty well-known pilot out of Hillsboro, a suburb of Portland here. He flew through the hangar, him and his buddy, Dick Martin. And so we have photos of both of them actually going in and exiting the hangar, actually. So,
so you got enough room for 25 aircraft. Now, coming up on July 31st, mm-hmm. The party rolls over onto the streets, or the tarmac in this case.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
And tell us a little bit about what's going on there at the Tillamook Air Museum on July 31st.
Yeah, well, we have, it's pretty much, it's a fly-in and cruise, although you can walk in if you want to. So we're going to have, inside the blimp hangar, actually, all the vehicles, the classic cars and such, will be parked inside the hangar. The aircraft will be parked outside of the hangar.
Oh, boy.
And we expect a lot of motorcycles. The motorcycles we parked inside the blimp hangar as well. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're going to have food and retail vendors out here as well. That used to be called Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and we actually renamed it to Northwest Classics this year.
Okay.
So
no trains.
We renamed it, and we've actually moved it back. You know, it was originally in September. Well, we get a lot of people out here, but the problem is a lot of people had gone back to school.
Yeah.
You know, families were traveling through the area, and we've got all the tourists coming through. It's July 31st.
What about the Washington pilots? Are they going to have a place to park down there if they want to fly down?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a Seattle native, actually, so
okay.
I'm really hoping all the Washington pilots come down.
Is there parking right there at the museum for aircraft?
Oh, yeah. In fact, yeah, you can park right up at the hangar doors here, actually.
Okay.
And we'll actually have several people parking airplanes as well, so, you know, you'll be able to get in and out very, very easily. So it's not like you come down here, you park your airplane, you somehow get stuck by another aircraft or
right.
a helicopter and can't get out for 8 hours. So.
Is there a tower there?
There's no tower here, actually.
Okay, yeah, so just yeah. be on the lookout and observe procedures.
Right,
and
absolutely. Yeah.
Where will all that information be posted for our pilots?
That's going to be up on our website very, very shortly here, which
okay.
is www.tillamookair.com.
Tillamookair.com.
And I'll give you my email address, which is cgurling, cgurling, @tillamookair.com. If anybody has any additional questions,
okay.
feel free to...
No, what,
I love talking with people. So.
So it's a military base, so it's got plenty of runway down there, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have about the long strip and foot strip.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually a couple different B-17s that come and
nice.
Visit us. no problem getting down there. In fact, Liberty Foundation, Liberty Bell, will be here in April. No, it's a great spot. We have a lot of local pilots who fly in here. We have a cafe here, the Airbase Cafe. A lot of guys will just fly in just to get lunch,
sure.
come take off, and go home. It's going to be a whole lot of fun here. We're having different categories for different types of airplanes, you know, different categories for the cars, 20s, 30s. You know, we're going to be awarding trophies. We're going to be doing hourly drawings with some great prizes every hour, actually, too. So,
cool.
So if you want to fly in, you want to register your airplane, yeah, you know, you can get in on these hourly drawings, but you don't necessarily have to register either. So if you just want to fly in for a few minutes and kind of check out what's going on, you know, that's great, too.
All right, so Tillamook Air or TillamookAir.com is where you want to go for more information.
That's correct.
Huh? We've been speaking to Christian Gerling, who's the curator for the museum, and I really appreciate you taking time out to speak to us today.
Hey, anytime.
Yeah.
I'm happy to. Again, if you guys have any questions or you need any help,
this is Aviate News, proudly serving pilots and the aviation community of the Northwest. You'll find late breaking and the latest local, regional, and general aviation news online at aviatenews.net. For the Aviate News Network, I'm Jeff Scott. Thanks for listening.